In the genre of police procedurals, it is common for one or more of the suspects to be suffering from mental illness. Crime often is linked to an unbalanced view of the world, a distortion of reality. In River, the 2015 six-part BBC series that recently became available on Netflix streaming, the tables are turned. Instead of perps with unbalanced eyes towards their surroundings, it is the police officer who is unhinged. Detective Inspector John River of the Metropolitan Police in London, a character played with sensitivity and at times even brilliance by Stellan Skarsgård, is the focal point of River. The six-hour series was written and co-executive produced by Abby Morgan, whose writing credentials include the BBC series The Hour and feature films such as Brick Lane, Shame, The Iron Lady, and Suffragette. In Morgan's teleplay, the viewer meets River in a car with his colleague and close mate, Detective Sergeant Jackie Stevie Stevenson, played by Nicola Walker. She is known to American audiences mainly for being Derek Jacobi's daughter in Last Tango in Halifax. In this opening sequence, River and Stevenson are chatting about fast food and Weight Watchers. It looks so commonplace, feels so normal. Very soon, however, the viewer learns that River has witnessed Stevie's murder. There is no more Stevie. Yet, in River's mind, Stevie remains at his side. Now, one might ask how a man who has problems with reality, a man who admits to seeing manifests of dead people, no, not ghosts, he says, could rise within the London police force. Simple. River is a superb policeman with an 80% success record. As the series progresses, one begins to understand how River's mind works to solve murder cases. Bit by bit, through careful study of facts and behavior, River reaches accurate conclusions. And as the episodes unfold, elements of River's off-balance mindset and Stevie's complex personality and lifestyle become more evident. How River has felt about his sergeant and what he comes to find out about her are the crux of this series' excitement and suspense. River is a sad and troubled character. Even on a sunny day, or in the London Tube, or at home, he is escorted by unearthly demons. His sudden brief bursts of joy are dependent upon Stevie and her joie de vivre. In 6 hours of mostly dim-lit neo-noir drama, those moments of exhilaration have incredible intensity. As improbable as it may seem, adding to the emotion of these moments is the use of a 1976 British disco hit tune by Tina Charles called I Love to Love, But My Baby Just Loves to Dance. For those who love the City of London, its landmark bridges and buildings, and its cosmopolitan air, there are many interesting location shoots. One minute the scene is a cheap kebab takeout store. The next is a panorama of modern office building in the Docklands area. River has an able cast, including Leslie Manville as River's superior officer who has problems of her own, and Adil Akhtar as his new sergeant, one of the few characters in the series who has a healthy lifestyle and a strong sense of humanity. I have seen Stellan Skarsgård in a good number of films, enough to say that River is among his standout performances. While it is unpleasant to be caught up in the disturbed mental state of D.I. River, This series, with its intricate script, fine acting, and emotional force, makes the experience worthwhile.